Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Mama, I don't feel good.
I want tea now, Carl. You know this week. Come, I have some tea you want.
No, Mama, after last night, after me eat the curry.
The curry? Come, man. Do you mind I play a trick on you?
No, Mama, I don't feel good for real. What you put in the curry?
What you mean, boy? Not the same way me do the curry all the time. Put out the chicken from overnight, leave it in some water and then...
Out and overnight, Mama? But that not safe.
Hush up your mouth, boy. People do it all the time.
But Mama, that not make it right.
Welcome to Healthline. This week we discuss food safety. The foods we consume are a key ingredient in maintaining optimal health. Just as we pay attention to the content of the foods we eat, we should also be mindful of quality. Food safety and protection specialist in the Ministry of Health, Colin Cooper, says food safety refers to the conditions and practices that preserve food quality and prevent contamination and foodborne illnesses.
It takes into consideration all the inputs, all the principles, all the measures that is applied to the food from the point of germination to the point of consumption.
So food safety takes into account how the food is grown, treated, packaged, stored, transported, and prepared for consumption. Food safety is a shared responsibility among regulators such as the Ministry of Health, operators of retail and food service establishments, and consumers. Mr. Cooper says there are specific things persons ought to look out for while shopping to effectively practice food safety.
It is critical that consumers pay particular attention to where they're getting the food from. Are these places health certified? Things of that sort, because when things go wrong, we need to be able to backtrack and do some checks to see what were the situation, what is it that would have predisposed that condition to arise.
For consumers, don't just pay attention to where food is bought, for example, a supermarket, but of the time it will take to get the purchased food home. Foods that are meant to stay cold, such as meat and dairy, if left out for too long, can become less than optimal for consumption.
You're in the supermarket purchasing some food, but you pick up your chicken and your ice cream first, and you put it in your trolley, and then you move around casually looking, checking prices. But those would have been frozen foods, and they would have been in the past, but they're out of the refrigerator, so those start to thaw or melt.
Food service operators are expected to keep food in the best conditions to ensure the highest quality of the product, and as such, their responsibility must also be upheld for consumer safety. In Jamaican culture, there are some unsafe food practices that can compromise the health of consumers.
We source food from unsafe sources. We inadequately prepare or inadequately cook the food. Poor personal hygiene. So we are doing a whole lot of things together and not considering that, you need to wash your hands, you need to wash the cutting board, you need to wash the knife, and improper holding temperatures.
Food safety and protection specialist at the Ministry of Health, Colin Cooper. For activities such as thawing frozen meat, this should be taken from the freezer and placed in the refrigerator, in other words, the bottom of the fridge until most of the ice has melted. It can also be put in a microwave or under running water and should never be left to thaw in settled water. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time for more.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.